Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Who's popping it?
It's Tom Chenault. It is Chris Smith. It's Marianne Niehaus, and it's Ken Smith, and this is the Tom Chenault Show. And I hope you're having an incredible Saturday. Hello, Ken Smith. How are you?
Hello, Tom Chenault. I'm absolutely super.
Where is that accent from?
Brisbane, Australia.
All right, let's mix it up a little bit. Hello, Marianne Niehaus.
Hey, Tom.
What's happening, kid?
You know what? I'm so excited. It's been a long time since we've done a live show.
Yeah.
You've been traveling and over to Australia and what have you, so I'm excited. This is fun.
And then it gets better.
Yeah.
Then it gets better. Chris Smith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How about you?
Never better. So we've been on the road quite a bit, so you've been hearing a bunch of replays. I know you're thrilled to hear actually a live show. Much has happened over the last couple of months, and I am thrilled to just see this network marketing profession raising itself to a completely different level and watching the age groups of the people. So I've got a couple guys in town, and these guys are different in every possible way and alike in every possible way. One's old, one's young, one's ugly, one's good looking, one's Caucasian, one is not. It's just a crazy deal. So what do you think of that, Chris Smith?
Oh, I think that's just amazing.
So usually you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and you can't treat, and you know, young dogs are impossible. But what I see happening, and the reason I wanted both of you guys on the show, was, you know, you're all pumped up, man. I've never seen a guy more plugged in social media-wise, texting, every possible way of communicating except actually talking to human beings, which you're good at, but you're also really good at social media. Then you get Ken Smith, who's as old as the hills, and he doesn't really know that much. He's trying to be you, and you're trying to be him. And he's a relationship developer at a major league level, and you are a young, up-and-coming network marketer doing the same thing. What do you think about network marketing? You just graduated from college. You've got a mechanical engineering degree from the University of Houston. You've got a huge job coming out of the gate, yet you had a two-week gap in your life, and you jumped on an airplane and basically immersed yourself in network marketing. Are you nuts? Why did you do that?
I am nuts, Tom.
Put that mic closer to your face.
Yeah, I am nuts. Can you hear me now?
Even more.
A little more.
Here.
Right there.
All right. Yeah, I am nuts for doing that. But the thing is, what I saw in network marketing and why network marketing was just something I wanted to immerse myself in is because of that lifestyle. That lifestyle that you could just have your day and create the day that you would desire.
Yeah.
I can't do that with a job. I couldn't do that going to school. And I saw that with my parents. I saw that with my grandparents. And I knew that I had to do something different because, Tom, people my age, we don't want to work for somebody. We have to work for somebody. That's what we've been taught. The only way that I know to not have to is network marketing.
And how long has that been in your soul?
That's been in my soul for the past 3.5 years.
And do you believe people can make $100,000 a year doing it?
No, I don't only believe it, Tom. I know it.
And you know it. So you're sure of it.
I'm positive.
And as you look across the landscape, Mr. Competitive Athlete, do you look at those people going, if they can do it, I can do it?
I say if they can do it, I can do it 10 times better.
That's what I love to hear. And so let's talk about that. Let's go over to the fossil side of the coin. How are you, Ken? What's going on?
I'm awesome, Tom. There's a whole lot going on, and I've come across from Australia just to see how it's done over here. And as the old Chinese proverb says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And although, as you say, I'm a fossil, I've been around 35 years in this industry. I've made a lot of money. I've made little money. I've made no money at all sometimes. And the principles are still the same. It's still people to people. The products get better. The communication gets better. The phone apps and the social media and, you know, all of these things are just absolutely amazing. The only thing that's really changed is the communication. The scary part is that we've got to use this communication because people have kind of stopped communicating. And I'm one of these old dogs that likes to get in front of somebody and give them a hug and say hi and, you know, build a relationship that way. But I see the young folks You know, with their hat on, baseball cap on back to front, saying, man, you got to get some of this stuff. And they're still making $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, the same as we do. So I don't think, honestly, listeners, that you can do it no matter who you are, where you are, if you've got a big enough desire.
And so inside of that, with your desire to do that, have you embraced social media in order to get closer to people, to get them into that funnel where you can develop a relationship with them?
Yeah, look, I believe so, Tom. I tend to place things on Facebook and so forth about lifestyle with no real branding to it apart from personal branding of having a good time. And when people ask about that, they friend you and those sorts of things and give you the right then to ask them questions. And then usually I go via text or something like that.
Cool. Chris, social media for you.
Well, Tom, social media is hip. It's cool. It's happening right now. But relationships are what I'm working on right now.
So where are you better, social media or relationships, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I would like to say that I'm just this social media guru that's got it all. But relationships, Tom, that's where I'm best.
How about you, Marianne? I want to hear your spin on it.
Well, I might be in the middle. Oh, okay, maybe closer to what Ken's age is. And so I use a lot of the social media, but I'm like Ken. No matter how much social media you use, you still have to be building those relationships. And so I do a lot of that relationship building.
Okay, so what's going forward? Is Facebook going to stay around? Is it something that you believe? I mean, I watch this Facebook. I've been on Facebook for many years, and I've actually been pretty good at Facebook inside of the fact that I can't spell it for many years. That's a shock. And I don't know how to use any of this stuff that you guys are using now with Instagram and clout and all that jazz that you use. But inside of that, do you think that that platform is the one that's going to be around for the long haul, or you think it's headed toward LinkedIn, or where do you think it's going?
Well, no, Tom, I actually think that Facebook is going to transform to something that's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
And me and Ken had actually been talking about this, and it's on Facebook, online, there are millions and billions of people that are just there making friendships, adding friends every day, liking people's stuff.
Yeah.
The key to it, integrating it in building this business, is duplicating that online relationship. Now, that's a whole different monster.
Right.
But it's about relating to that person.
Right.
Making that friendship. And making sure that they know that you're a genuine person. And if the trend keeps going that way, Facebook's going to stay around. If it gets to something else where everybody's just putting this information out there and it's just become a big advertisement, I think people will shy away from it.
Cool. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's the whole thing. It's social media. And so it's not throw up all your business, poop in my face here.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about let's get to know each other relationships, like you said. And so I think it's funny. I heard a statistic that there are more senior citizens getting on Twitter. Twitter, which I think that was, more of a young people, Twitter, more young people. And so I think they're starting to see a way to keep in touch with their extended families or, what have you. But I think every single one of these social media programs or whatever have different aspects that they bring to the table. So
what do you think of that?
Well, with Twitter, the thing that Twitter has over Facebook is that it's a constant stream of news.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just news of day-to-day life of different people, but you got politicians on there. You got athletes. You got ESPN. You got CNBC. You got CNN. That's where you can go and figure out anything that's going on in the world, and it's all on that stream.
Mm-hmm.
With Facebook, you have to go to their account. You have to go to here. You have to
right,
go there.
Right.
With Twitter, it's just there. And I think that's why you would see a lot of the senior citizens doing more Twitter than you would see them doing Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts.
Complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. That's interesting. Just Twitter, I think as we get older, the message is nice and short so we can remember it.
Right.
Yeah.
What I'd like to say is that I'm more poised towards LinkedIn because I want to go with, I guess, a little older, more professional, if
you will.
It's
more of a professional realm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a professional way to go, and that's just where I'm at. You know?
Have you ever gotten a decent lead off of LinkedIn?
Yeah, I've got some good relationships, and that's what you start with.
Oh, man, you just fooled me there, didn't you?
You know, something about LinkedIn is there's actually a ranking system, if you didn't know that, about LinkedIn. And I actually recently got back on LinkedIn, got a new profile, and brought my rating from, like, 60 out of 300
people. Oh, no, I can't believe you just said that.
60 out of 300 people. To almost, you know, the top 1% of my friends list. So, and it's just, you know, building those relationships, connecting with people, going out there, giving them those accolades. I think it's called something like
endorsements. Yeah, I get those all the time, and I'm like, how do I know you?
You need to get you. So you need endorsements, or you need to be endorsing?
Both.
Oh God.
It's a lot of work, Tom. It's a lot of work.
I was going to tell you, I tried to get into your LinkedIn the other day, and I got to get a new password again.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But, yeah, no, I think, here's what I see more than on Facebook that I see on my LinkedIn is people that I used to work with a long time ago popping up because now, you know, they were in that industry, and now they have moved. They're still in that industry, but now they're someplace else. And so I think that's a great way to stay connected to those people that, like you said, that you worked with professionally and, you know, reconnecting.
Yeah. Now, Tom, Marianne, Ken, the key to building your network marketing business with social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, for the young kids out there, Snapchat, because they've got all of these different new things coming out, is keeping the curiosity there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just blast your link. You can't just post everything and anything about products, all this stuff. You've got to keep some curiosity there to have someone come and ask you, hey, I see you're doing something. I like your life the way it looks. What is it about?
Right.
So it's really got to stay in that type of conversation for it to get to the next level.
Well, and I think you're right because people come on and they're like, oh, please just go like my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, who are you? Why would I go like it? What is it that I'm looking for there? So
we're going to stay with these guys for the whole hour, so don't even go away. This is the Tom Chenault Radio Show, and our job here is to educate you on what's going on inside of the marketplace of network marketing. We're going to talk about the merger between Monavi and Jeunesse. That's kind of an interesting thing to me. Talk about a couple companies that have gone down since we did the last show. Talk about all this stuff, where you go, why you keep kissing these frogs, hoping they're going to turn into a princess, when there's all kinds of princesses out there where you don't have to go through the aggravation of trying to figure out which one's going to make it. I just want to hear some opinions on startups versus long-term companies. So stick around. It's the Tom Chenault Show. We're coming back right after this with Ken Smith, Chris Smith, and Marianne Niehaus.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back at Tom Chenault, it's Ken Smith, it's Chris Smith, it's Marianne Niehaus, it is Messiah, and his buddy Young Barlow, it is the fabulous Connie Mack and Bill Richardson, and we're all down here in Longmont at the training center at this building we've got. And I'm going to put this up on Facebook, but I got a text message a couple of days ago from somebody telling me, you know, the bigger you are, the higher you fall, you arrogant bastard. And they just talked about, you know, how, you know, you don't want to get up too high on your pedestal because you can fall off just as fast. And if you are the one that wrote me that, I understand that completely. And I completely get what you're trying to say. And I don't like arrogant people standing up there looking over the world either. And I'll have you know that I don't have many things. I'm not a thing owner. I like cheap old stuff, but I don't like expensive new stuff so much, and I agree with you, sir. So whoever you are that wrote me that decided not to tell me who you were, you just wanted to cuss me out blindly, I appreciate that. And should you have the balls to call me on the phone, I would appreciate it and have you talk to me, because we won't get in a fight. I'll agree with you, and I will get some feedback from you on how I can look less arrogant, because I always want to know that. So what do you guys think of that?
I think that's fantastic, Tom, and look, if you got plenty of money, you can afford a parachute, so to hell with how high you fall.
Oh, that's crazy. That's probably a good point. So we were talking about network marketing, and I want to talk a little bit about companies out there and these new startups and the things that are going on, and Jeunesse moving over to Monavie over there. I think it's good for companies to have stability. It's tough enough. This business is tough enough. Trying to build an organization without having to look over your shoulder as to whether your company is in business next month or not. So I'm all for companies getting into a stable situation. And I think Monavie had some serious problems. And I think that they got landed at a safe place with Jeunesse. And I think it's a good thing for all the Monavie people. You guys have any opinion on that?
I think it's great. You know, some companies, they go through ups and downs, or some companies, they may experience a, you know, just a shift in where they were compared to where they want to be. Mm-hmm. And they could align themselves with someone who can bring them back to that point. And I could see that being a strategic partnership. It happens in corporate America all
right,
the time.
Right, that's what I was thinking. You know, Home Depot, I mean, just got bought out by Staples. You know, and so things start shifting around. Something's going on, and they need to do something.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty normal part of business. And, you know, you've heard for years how the network marketing industry is not a real business and things. It just proves that we are a real business. We've been a real business for nearly 100 years. And it's just the same things happen the same. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't have a real big comment on it at all. I think it's great.
Good, good, good. We done with that? Killing that horse. Why'd you choose the company you're with, buddy? And where, you've been at a couple other companies.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you choose the company you're with, and why are you staying?
Well, you know, Tom, I kind of had to learn a little bit of the hard way that you don't want to necessarily pick a company younger than 5 years if you're new in the industry, if you're just getting started out. Because, you know, I had a lot to learn. I had a lot of people to teach it to. The reason I chose the company that I'm with now is because I saw the stability. We had to get somewhere that could support us, that we could put a solid foundation to get us to the point where we're building up this capital to do what we want. And we were joining, we had a startup, we just had a startup that we were part of, and you know, it fizzled out. Something happened to it, and we were all left in the air.
All right, and it just broke your heart.
Yeah, it broke a lot of people's heart, broke a lot of people's motivation and their inspiration, and we had to rebuild that. So I didn't want to have that happen ever again.
I don't mind that answer. How about you? Why are you where you are? Where were you? What's going on there?
Oh, look, I had a relationship back 22 years with the founder of this company. Just knew what he was about and so forth. And I guess, you know, I've made a couple of good comebacks and built a few companies over the years and found that in this industry you can get involved in the company for, you know, less than a good night out, and you can go to work and you can help people and build businesses. And if you tire of a business, you can sell it. And if you've got integrity and you've got people that follow you, then and a good product and a good company, it's better than any other business on the planet, in my opinion. And I've owned real estate offices. I've had three of those over the years. Still keep pretty close in touch with that. And you know, because it's bricks and mortar, but this is just not. This is just something totally different.
How important is a mentor to you?
Oh, look, a mentor is everything.
How about you, Chris?
Mentor, I couldn't get where I am today without the mentors that I had in my life.
Marianne, how about you?
I agree, absolutely.
What we're going to do is come back. We'll talk about these mentors a little bit and talk about why it's so important and who all has a mentor. You take a look at people like Richard Branson, Donald Trump. These people have mentors. How do people believe that they're not going to be able to, they're going to be able to make it without having somebody straightening out their swing? So Tiger Woods has a mentor. I mean, speaking of swings, he's going to play in the Masters. We'll be back right after this.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And good afternoon, everybody. Lloyd Boulard, I know you're not the one that would have said that about me being arrogant. I can't believe you'd said that. That's so cute. I hope that little... God, I can't think. Jaden, your granddaughter's doing great, and I hope your daughter's doing great, and I hope you're loving the MK collab and all the other things that you're doing that I see. I see your pictures on Facebook, and you're looking great. So we were talking about mentors. This is the Tom Chenault Radio Show, and thanks for listening. I've got Ken Smith, Chris Smith, and Marianne Niehaus here. And Chris, you're the young guy on the block. You've worked with Holton Bugs, who's a absolute icon in the world, mm-hmm. and some pretty doggone good people. And exclude me in the conversation, because otherwise it sounds like I'm trying to pull compliments as being either a good or a bad. If you want to say something bad about me, please feel free to. But all the good stuff, stay away. But here's what I want to know. Well, how important is it? Why are you doing it? you know, you're obviously a talented guy at what you do. And then we're going to talk about what that Nick Capandi said a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And if you want to speak to that, that would be fine too.
Mm. Well, you know, with mentors, me being, you know, close with Holton and out in Houston, I've also had, you know, mentorship from Jerry Clark, from Big Al Schrider.
I love
you know, the legends in this business. You know, it's real important because learning, I couldn't learn nor do any of this by myself. Because I didn't have the knowledge. They don't teach this stuff in college. They don't teach this stuff in grade school. And they don't teach this stuff, you know, your family doesn't teach you this stuff unless your family's a part of the industry. So the only way for me to get from point A to point where I am today and where I want to be in the future is for me to align myself with those mentors. That's the only way. Everyone did it. All the successful people. Look at Sam Walton. Look at everyone in the past that has been successful. Andrew Carnegie. All those people had mentors. And then they were mentors. So that's why it's important to have a mentor so that I can become a mentor to someone else and pass that torch.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so your goal right now is to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be that mentor yourself.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a mentor, your team doesn't have a mentor. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be that mentor by hook or by crook. And sometimes you can't go to your upline because you can't find that individual. But it is critical, don't you think? And otherwise, everybody's kind of drifting afloat out there.
Yeah, everyone, they'll just be lost. Because what a mentor is someone who has vision. A mentor is a visionary. I used to be a president of a student organization, and I had things that I had to delegate to, you know, my vice president or my treasurer or the secretary. And I was always focused on what came next, on next week, on next month, on next year, mm-hmm. on the events to come. But the people that were, you know, that I was delegating this information to, they were focused on the present. So that mentor is also a visionary. That mentor is looking towards the future, and he's going to know or she's going to know what's coming. And she's going to prepare you for it, or he's going to prepare you for it. So I need someone to prepare me for what's coming.
Right.
I agree with that. Ken Smith, you.
Yes, sir. Well, basically, if you can get 300 pages written for nearly no money at all on Fiverr, and you could become a mentor and a guru. But I've got to go back to biblical times, I think, to find mentors for me. Goodness gracious. You know, because I am the old one. I am the dinosaur and paleontologist. But Jim Rowan was a good personal friend of mine before he passed away. Now, if you can get hold of anything of Jim Rowan and you read it, he's a lifestyle mentor, he's a business mentor, he's a sort of all-in-one round good guy. And you know that from there came Tony Robbins and great people like Bob Crisp, you know, Brian Tracy, all amazing mentors, amazing people. And most of those names, the young Chris is now reading about them as ancient history, but fantastic people. And I don't think life changes that much. And the principles that these people brought forth and the principles that they lived was what we've got to take into the future. I mean, talk about visionary. These guys were visionary 100 years ago, you know. And, you know, we've lost one of my favorite heroes was Superman. They brought him back as Superman 3. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So it's South Park now.
Well, and I think, you know, just talking about mentors, the perception is, you know, a friend is a friend. They love you for who you are, but a mentor is somebody that loves you for who you can be, and they push you in that direction. And I have a lot of different mentors in a lot of different arenas, but I love the fact that, like you're talking about, you know, the Eric Worries or the Bob Crisp, you know, maybe you're not working with them personally, but their books are mentoring you, right, into...
Mm-hmm.
into a place for you to go. And it's funny because some of the people I've worked with, they just made one comment to me and I have hung on to that, and that's just been that gold nugget, right? And then you learn the gold nugget from someone else and you just keep all those nuggets and use them along the way. But I love what you said, that we have to be visionaries if we are going to be mentors and leaders.
Yeah. One more thing about mentors. You know, Marianne said it, you know, they are going to bring out the best in you. And one thing that I make sure is I'm always putting myself in the environment of people that are much better than me. Because whether they have a better lifestyle whether they're a better person, a better family man, a better father than I could be, because they're going to show me that I'm not that great.
I've heard you are a very competitive athlete.
I am.
All your little sissy friends say that you are absolutely tenacious.
Yep, I am.
Did you get that way playing with people that are less good at basketball than you or football or anything or better than you?
I got that way from my dad. My dad had to be the best athlete that I knew. And every single game, every single practice, every time I was at home, you know, laying down, not doing something productive, he was pushing me to become as good as he knew I could be, that I didn't even know.
Really?
And I worked my butt off, Tom. I worked, you know, I was always the smallest guy, but I was fast. I wasn't able to jump high when I was, you know, in middle school, and in high school, I had the highest vertical, the fastest 40. And I just made myself into what I knew I could be, what I was shown that I could be. And it wasn't me putting myself against people that were better than me. It was the person that actually birthed me, well, the person that produced me, that really was the best athlete, and he showed me, you know, I'm much better than you. He actually jumped over me when we were playing basketball and dunked over my head, and I said, okay, I've got to do that to him one day, and that's the type of thing.
You can dunk?
I used to be able to, Tom.
How tall are you?
You're
like 4'1".
I'm probably 5'8" on a good day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you used to be able to dunk. You were a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
For many years, had karate schools.
14 years, yeah.
And did you have a mentor there?
Oh, absolutely.
So talk about Nick Capandi. You want me to?
Well, look, you know, I don't know Nick. I met Nick and I heard Nick speak. And he is one of the most tenacious, most driven, and most mentored people that I have seen for many, many years. So back to you on that, because you know.
Well, what was amazing is this guy has a mentor down in Arizona who he is terrified about. I mean, I said, because they talked about the guy getting hurt and he's limping around and he goes, the guy just scares me to death. And I finally said, why does he scare you? Does he scare you mentally or physically? He goes, oh, only mentally. He's the most powerful guy I've ever met somebody. But, you know, everybody works out with him. Kiyosaki, all these professional athletes. He's got World Series rings. He's got Super Bowl rings. He's an amazing guy. But he was talking about this guy, and he grew up with him, and he's been mentored by this guy since the beginning of time. And the guy that mentored that guy was the guy that started Kung Fu or whatever it is, Taekwondo or whatever it is. So after that, he's up there, and this guy owns a gym. He owns a big office building. He's got people that absolutely bow to his every word. And he was talking about network marketing. He goes, you know what? I am a white belt at network marketing. And all I'm going to do is follow everything that my mentor said, just like the very first day I got into karate. I'm not going to try to get a karate coach to teach me how to be a network marketer. I'm going to get a network marketer to teach me how to be a network marketer. And I look at all these personal development gurus that are out here trying to tell us how to do network marketing. They're good at personal development. They don't know jack about network marketing. Then you've got all these guys that are, I mean, you just look across the board. They're, you know, Troy Dooley, for instance. I mean, I love Troy Dooley with all my heart. But he's not a network marketer. He is a kind of a watchdog of the industry, or a Rod Cook or something like that. And what we do is we expect these people to do things that they aren't capable of doing. But when it comes to training people to be network marketers, I would strongly suggest to people that they follow somebody that's done it. And if you want to read about network marketing or understand the intricacies of it or anything, the laws, everything, then you hire a Troy Dooley who's good at that. But you have to look at what it is you're trying to get out of this thing in order for you to get what you want. And for me, if I'm going to try to become a better golfer, I think I'm going to find a really good golf coach. I'm going to find somebody that's played golf that knows how to play the game. It's going to happen the same way. And I don't, you know, and what I don't want people thinking is that I adhere to that conversation called, if you can't do it, teach. You know, because you hear about all that, you know, you hear that people dissing professors and all these guys that are at business schools because they've never chosen to be in the business world, but they're teaching people how to be in the business world. So I love teachers. And so please don't think I've got any disrespect to Jim Gilhouse, to Troy Dooley, to any of those guys. But when I'm putting my life on the line and I'm rolling up my sleeves, I'm going to probably grab a guy like a Robert Crisp. I'm going to grab a guy that has done it over and over and over again, that is in the game. I don't know that Jerry Clark's ever built an organization, has he? A network marketing organization?
In the past.
Do you think he has?
In the past.
How long ago?
Probably
50 years.
Back.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and I say that just because I'm looking across my board here at all. You know, there's Ken Blanchard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's probably a great guy and he knows how to write business books, but I don't know that he's a network marketing coach. And today I am a network marketer and I want to be good at what I do. Bob Bodine, the guy that wrote The Power of Who, great guy, you know, the most powerful guy in the National Football League you've never heard of. I sell his book. I've sold probably more of his books than anybody. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to call him to be my network marketing coach because he's not a network marketer. Dan Waldschmidt, you've got that book sitting right next to your desk. I'm not going to have Dan Waldschmidt be my network marketing coach because he's not a network. Am I beating this horse to death?
Well, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's, and for Chris and like me, I think we're on this path of we're absorbing as much as we can as we go and learning as we go and loving every aspect of it as we go and getting our head wrapped around what this all really means. This is important stuff, and you say that all the time.
Yeah.
This is important stuff, and we have such a bigger purpose than what I had when I was in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys have gotten hold, especially this, of the responsibility you have to your teams.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to be taking people off cliffs or practicing on them. You got to make something big happen for them right now, because that's why they jumped in the foxhole with you. So let's all take the mountain together. We'll be back right after this.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We're back at Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Chris Smith. It's Ken Smith. These people have been incredible. You know, their commitment to you, their commitment to themselves, their commitment to personal development, their commitment to mentoring, and their commitment to being mentored has got to be really, really important to you. So you've got a couple of choices. If you're down in Australia or New Zealand or even here, and you know Ken Smith, you might want to get involved with him. You might want to call him on the phone and just get his spin on all of this. So, Ken, how does people get hold of you?
Well, basically, they can get hold of me just about anywhere on the planet if they dial a Colorado number, which is 303-800-6222 or 222. Pretty much that'll come through Skype, and it'll come to my cell phone, and it won't cost you any more than whatever the local call to Colorado is. And you're welcome to give me a call for anything in Australia. I've got teams all across the U.S. as well. So,
very cool. And Chris, how about you? Well, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, people get a hold to me by either shooting me an email at theonlycls@gmail.com or giving me a call at 409-455-7956.
What's that number again?
409-455-7956.
You got an email address?
The only, theonlycls@gmail.com.
Well, that's pretty cool. All right, well, here's what we're doing. Marianne, what's your? We might as well give me your information if you want to talk to a spinster.
It's Marianne, MARIANNE, at image, IMAGEIS.com, and my number is 303-667-1271.
There we go. The Associated Network Marketing Professionals event down in May. If you get a chance, Denise and I are going to speak there. Keith Halls is going to get a big award. I don't think I'm supposed to be telling anybody that. But he's just like so big. And anybody can get down there in Dallas. I know you're going to have about a million people there, aren't you, CLS?
Yeah, they're already getting it prepared.
You're all set. You're right down the street from there.
Right down
and it's so cheap. If you buy the VIP ticket, it's like $300. And they give you all the meals, the whole shot. If you buy the $100 ticket, it's $100 to hear some of the best network marketers on the planet. Warren Woodward, I don't know if he's going, but I'm going to say yes. I know Garrett McGrath, you'll hear him. He's kind of the host of the deal. You'll hear Halls. But you want to go to that. What do you think about going to events like that, Ken? Are you the kind of guy that goes to those?
I think you've got to go. My dad said many, many years ago, he used to go to just about every funeral because we lived in a small town. And somebody said to him one day, they said, hey, Lindsay, why is it you go to everybody's funeral? He says, if I don't go to their funeral, how can I expect them to come to mine?
So you can stop that through. That's Australian wisdom. But the real truth of it is you've got to go and you've got to be out there. You've got to be meeting with the people. You've got to be networking with the people. And I don't mean go there to steal other companies downline. Please don't do that. That's just tacky. Go meet the people, hear their story, listen to them, rub shoulders with them, and get among the millionaires, among those people, and among people like myself who is definitely 100 here, and just get among them and learn from them, and just don't steal and cheat.
There you go. Be honest. Have fun with it. Make some money. This is the opposite of corporate America. You can have a blast, Marianne. I can't ignore you. What do you think?
Well, no. I was just thinking about, you know, Mark, the late, great Mark Yarnell was on, you know, the show one time, and I remember he just said, don't bring in stinky thinkers. And what you were talking about is the real culture of the kind of people that you want to be around. You don't want those kind of people that are going to these things to steal people. That's not what it's about. And anyway, just made me think of that, of how the, I think that there's a lot of integrity that goes with this business, and some people can't handle that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we're down at the training center for another little while here, probably another 15, 20 minutes. If you want to come by on the 17th in Maine and you're in Colorado, this place is packed. We've got Young Barlow. We got Messiah Barlow. Is that how you say your name, Messiah?
Messiah.
Yeah, Messiah Barlow. We've got Bill Richardson and the lovely Connie Mack and obviously Elaine Asher. A lot of people just standing around listening to this show. Nobody's asleep yet. That's kind of nice. Free coffee, free vitamins. How the heck do you beat this deal?
You don't beat it.
So, yeah, you don't beat it. How about your week here? How's your week? You've been here for 2 days. I'm sure it feels like a year.
I thought it was a week when he said that.
In fact, I want to talk about that a little bit. It seems like he got a little tired in the car the other night. The old guys, there was one. Here's the deal, you know. He's always mocking me and running around with a camera when I take naps. So we were with Ken Smith, who's 100, with Ken Smith's significant other, who's about 99, and me, I'm 120. And here's the deal. Then here's little Chris. He's 23 years old. And guess who was worn out and sleeping in the back seat? Was it Elaine? No.
Nope.
Was it Ken? No.
Nope.
Was it Tom? No. So why don't you speak to that one there, Holly?
Well, Tom, I'll go ahead and go. I'll say it. I went to sleep, and I'm not going to come up with any excuses and talk about the time zones. You know, an excuse is nothing more than a well-executed lie.
There we go.
It's nothing about the time zone. You know, I was just tired, Tom.
Did we wear you out?
You wore me out.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Just like I wore you out in Houston.
I have never.
There you go.
I know. You guys don't even understand that. He wasn't even that tired. He's just a kid. Kids sleep all the time.
Yeah,
I am telling you, I was about 15 minutes from calling 911. It was 11 o'clock at night. They had been going all day long. I was just like literally on the verge of tears. And you know what they said? Do you want to go out to dinner at 11? I said, are you out of your mind? I want to get my Metamucil and put on my Depends and go to sleep.
Tom, that's the life of a young network marketer.
And you know what? That's the future. And we got to be ready to hand these guys the keys to the vault and let them go.
Absolutely. No, we do. And then it was great, that trip. We were all hanging out together. And I think the question was, real quick, was it influenced by snow?
No. And he put the windows down.
And he cracked the
windows. I opened all the windows in the car and froze their little butts off, and they were whining like little girls.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.